Digital Mister. Hear what I said, sir. Yeah. No. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo. Yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. I said, yeah.
Good evening, how are you? This is Pastor Cameron. This is the Clarendon Connection and the Caribbean Radio Show. As we continue to trust in Almighty God for His blessing, we must be praying for those who are under the Hurricane Michael. At this time, that is hitting the United States of America. We are confident that in spite of the damages that will occur, that God is still able to stand by them and see them through. One songwriter sings this song that says, "Ride out your storm." So, America must be foremost on our mind, especially those in some parts of Florida and the other states that will face the devastation of Michael. This is the Clarendon Connection. Wherever you are, we want you to know that Clarendon is the centerpiece, central point in Jamaica. It's a parish that has a place by the name of the Bullet Mountain, which is the center point of the entire Jamaica. And as you hear in the music that just played, 5446 by the man named Toots, he's a Caledonian. And he has many, many hits to his repertoire. He has one known as Bam Bam. Clarendon has also produced other great singers like Freddie McGregor, Carlin Davis, Ben Ray Morgan, Cocker T, who was still looking for his Sonia. He lost his Sonia a long, long time ago. It's a Clarendon that produced a Denby Agricultural Show. It's a Clarendon that has a Jamalco, a Burnham Field, a Milk River, one of the greatest bathing places you have in Jamaica, natural spa. And it's Clarendon that produced a Percy Jr., a J.A.G. Smith, a Paul Chen Young. So we can boast in this great parish. And we can say, Eternal Father, bless our land. Guard us with thy mighty and keep us free from evil powers. Bear a light through countless hours to our leaders, great defenders. Grant you wisdom from above, justice should be yours forever. Jamaica, land we love. It is a Clarendon that produces a Captain Horace Burrell, a man who has passed away last year, but he has left so many accomplishments, and to the point now where we even see the reggae girls, they beat Costa Rica. So they are on their way to another great exploit, the World Cup that's going to be held in France. The Women World Cup. And as we continue to look at some of the accomplishments of this great man, Captain Horace Burrell, the man who hails from Rock River. He served as president for the Football Federation between 1994 and 2003. And from 2007 until 2017, he was a member of the Sport Development Foundation of Jamaica. He served as vice president for the Jamaica Olympic Association, JOA, from 2001 to 2004 to 2014. He was a member of the board of directors of the Petroleum Company of Jamaica between 2005 and 2008. He was commissioner for the National Police Service Commission from 2009 to 2011. He served in many capacities. And today we hail him as the son of the soil. And the many accomplishments that this great man has done. This is the Clarendon Connection. And the Caribbean Radio Show. It is the Knowledge Station. As we go into our first break, when we come up, we're going to be talking some more about the great man himself and talking about football. And the Clarendon Connection. Take it away, studio.
Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Reggae. Just heard the song of the King of Reggae, the man Bob Marley, singing about redemption song.
All he ever had was redemption song. And a lot of people misinterpret redemption song. You see, redemption song is an old songbook that has many, many hymns. It's an old songbook used in the church that has many, many hymns. And if I'm to be exact, I have a copy of the redemption song in my hand. The redemption song has in 952 hymns. 952 hymns. Redemption song . The first one is "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name." That's the redemption song. So when Bob Marley sung about redemption song, it is a book that he's referring to. And of course, you know, a lot of Bob Marley songs, they were influenced by words from the Bible. And here he says all he ever had was redemption song. It is a book. It's a song book. He sung a song that says, "Jah live, Jah live. Let Jah arise and let all his enemies be scattered." That came from Psalm 68. This is the Caribbean Connection, I tell you. On the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the great man himself, Captain Horace Burrell, and his accomplishment. And as I said before, now we have seen where the reggae girls, they beat Costa Rica last night, One Love. And now they are on their way to the World Cup, to the Women World Cup in France in 98. But I want to highlight some other achievement of this great Caledonian, Captain Horace Burrell. He was the former vice president of the Caribbean Football Union. He was senior vice president of CONCACAF. And the CONCACAF is the FIFA Confederation of North America, Central America, and the Caribbean. So he was senior vice president of that. He was an executive council member from 2012 to 2017. He was vice chairman, National Association Committee, 2012 to 2017. He was a member of the Gold Cup Committee from 2012 to 2017 of his passing. He was the vice chairman associated with the Championship Committee. He was the vice chairman for Beach Soccer Committee, and we are talking about Captain Horace Burrell. He was an executive member of the organizing committee for the Olympic football tournament. He was a member of the disciplinary committee. He was an ambassador to the FIFA World Cup in South Africa in 2010. His service to the global community brought within a certain level of celebrity. And the captain became an acquaintance of many of the most powerful figures in global leadership and politics. Following on the success of the 1998 World Cup in France, Burrell was a select Burrell and the select group from Jamaica were invited to tea with Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace. The Queen had wanted to meet with some of the movers and shakers of those Commonwealth teams which had made it to the FIFA World Cup in France. Burrell was surprised to find that the Queen knew about Jamaica's 14 heroes like Michael Holding, Courtney Walsh, Merlin Hutty, but also knew of the scope of his contribution to the Jamaican team's success. Burrell also met with football luminaries, including the iconic Brazilian Pele. Years later, Burrell had the honor of dining with the late South African president and freedom fighter, Nelson Mandela. A hero to Burrell ever since childhood, but it was one of the most memorable events of his life. So this is the man from Clarendon. Captain Horace G. Burrell. CDJP FIFA OM. A man who has accomplished a lot. And as I said before, there are many achievements for this great man. Not only was his interest only in football, but the captain has also, as they refer to him, as an astute businessman. In 1993, building upon key lessons learned from working in Cake World and the knowledge gained as president of the Bakers Association, Captain Burrell began to contemplate a new enterprise. In 1995, he established the first in a new chain of bakeries in downtown Kingston. The new enterprise was called the Captain Bakery and Grill, and it was an immense success. Initially, many came because it was Captain belonging to the man who sought to lead them to football in Nirvana. But when they came back, they returned because of the quality of the offering the Captain provided. Eventually, the Captain Bakery and Grill expanded into a chain of restaurants spread across the length and breadth of Jamaica, with additional locations in Crossroad, Portmore, Maypen, Outrageous, Mandeville, and Montego Bay. In 2002, the chain went international when a restaurant was opened in Grand Cayman. But the business bug was not satiated in the captain. In 2008, Burrell saw the fruition of a childhood dream as he established the Captain Aviation Service Limited, Jamaica, with himself as president and executive chairman. The new service offered executive helicopter travel for commercial entities, private charters, and private tours. Again, the captain had hit the nail right smack on the middle of the head, finding a needed service which was in demand and not being offered. The company was an immediate success, and it thrived from that day to today. Burrell's business savvy can be summed up in the fact that his business enterprise has thrived even in dire economic times. His business leadership was quickly recognized by his peer and the accolades followed. In 2001, he was the 9th nominee for the Jamaica Observer Business Leader Award. At that time, the Captain Bakery employed 200 workers. In 2014, Burrell received both the Digital Lifetime Achievement Award and the Observer Lifetime Achievement Award, conferred on the tremendously positive economic impact of his business and the many years of outstanding public service he had offered Jamaica. So here we see the business side of the man, the great man, Captain Horace Burrell. We continue. When we come back from this, our second break, talking about the son of the soil, the son of the soil, Captain Horace Burrell. Take it away, studio.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. It is a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that holds our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Is a war. War in the east. War in the west. War up north. War down south. War, war. Rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight. We find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil. Good over evil.
Sound of the King, reggae icon, the man who was born in 9 Mile, St. Anne, the man who gave the BBC Song of the Millennium, One Love, One Heart. The man whose sons continue to win Grammys after Grammys, Damien Junior Gong, Ziggy Marley, Stephen Marley, they continue to do exploits in the reggae world. That's of the foundation that their father has laid. This is the Clarendon Connection and the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. We are looking at the life and the legacy of one of the great Caledonian, man who's known as Captain Horace Burrell. And we emphasize that because the reggae girls, they have accomplished a great feat. They have beat Costa Rica. And we hope to see them in World Cup next year, which will be another first for Jamaica and the English-speaking Caribbean country. Because it was the reggae boys who in 1998 became the first English-speaking Caribbean country to be qualified for the FIFA World Cup. Under the leadership of a great Caledonian by the name of Captain Horace G. Burrell. So great was the man that the highest order of FIFA, the FIFA Order of Merit, was bestowed on him in the year 2000 for his outstanding contribution to the development of football. He said under his leadership, the Jamaican national team qualified for the FIFA 1998 World Cup in France for the very first time in their history. And thanks to his passion and commitment, the association became a driving force in football development in the Caribbean region. So we are proud this evening, and then seeing the accomplishment of the reggae girls, where they defeated Costa Rica. And now they are on their way to the World Cup. It is said here that Captain Horace Burrell, Garfield Burrell, was born on the 8th of February 1915, Maypen, Clarendon. He was the son of Adrian Burrell and Linda Maud Burrell. When Burrell entered Clarendon College, so he attended Clarendon College for his high school day, he became almost involved in every extracurricular activity. He was a member of the school under 14 team for the Galloway Cup in football. He played cricket, was a member of the Camera Club and Debating Society. His true love, however, was the Cadet Corps. At Clarendon College, he attacked the rank of drum major. He had the honor of also being selected 2 years in a row by the Jamaica Combined Cadet Force to replace Cadet in exchange with Canada. Studio, take it away, studio. Take it away, studio.
One love, one heart.
Connection, we had a short intermission, but we were on this great man, Captain Horace Burrell, learning about his life and the legacy that this man has left us, a son of the soil. As his name suggests, Captain, he had an interesting life in the army. He applied to enter the Jamaica Defense Force and undertook a challenging 3-day course of physical endurance, leadership appreciation, and mental ability test in the end of a field of 48 candidates. He was one of the only 3 to be green-lighted for training overseas as commissioned officer. Burrell was determined to serve his country. He wished to develop the discipline and various other talents he valued so that he might be suited best to serve his beloved Jamaica. With this in view, Commissioned Cadet Burrell undertook basic office training at the Canadian Armed Forces at Chilliwack, British Columbia, at their officer candidate school, from which he emerged after an intensive 1-year course of study as a military officer graduate. The now Second Lieutenant Horace Burrell stayed in Canada to undertake further studies at the Combat Arms School situated at the Canadian Force Base in Gagetown, New Brunswick. 1 year later, 1974, now Lieutenant Burrell would fly to the United Kingdom to undertook further military studies at the School of Infantry Platoon Commander Battle Course, which took place at Warminster. Following his return to Jamaica in 1975, Burrell spent the next 2 years as a training officer at the Newcastle Military Training New Cadet. In 1997, burial achieved two life landmarks. First, he was promoted to captain in the JDF. A speedy rise after just 5 years of army life, three of which has been spent in training. Then he achieved a personal ambition, earning his private pilot license as he sought to make progress in another great love of his, aviation. So here we are learning a little about the great man, Captain Horace Burrell, and his and some of his achievements. As a graduate of Clarendon College, an outstanding soldier, and we could hardly argue, say, the apex of his achievement was when in 1998, he took Jamaica under his leadership. He took Jamaica to the historic FIFA World Cup final in France, where we saw Jamaica losing to Croatia at the opening match. But they did beat Japan in France in 1998. So we did come away with a win. And out of that, we see where Theodore Whitmore scored twice in that World Cup when we played Japan. But we're giving God thanks for this, for the life of this great man and all the achievement. And the legacy that he has left. As we continue to salute him. Great man, Captain Horace Burrell. We also have other news in sports. Where is he? Alia Atkinson won gold medal in Budapest, Hungary, as she continue to do exploit in swimming. And we're proud of Alia and what she's doing. A real fighter. In the last Olympic, she had some setback or some failures, but we see where her true colors are now shining as we continue to support her and encourage her as she waves the black, green, and gold very high. Again, I say prayers must be going out for our friends in America and our family and our loved ones in America who at this time, Michael is raking havoc. But our Lord, our rock, in him we hide. He's a shelter in the time of storm. So we just want to be praying for our friends and families and loved ones in the United States of America. That the damages and the loss of lives will be minimal. And that the storm will soon be over. Also, we see in the news here, the Bloomberg magazine is reporting the success of the Jamaica stock market. And they said that the Jamaica stock market has been one of the best for the last 5 years. So I must use this time to encourage our friends near and far. It is a good time to invest in the Jamaica Stock Exchange. The market is doing well. The stocks are on the increase, and we are doing better than most stock markets across the world. So now is a good time to invest, whether it's US or Canadian or English pound. The English pound is now going at 160 for one. The US dollar is going for 134 for one. And the Canadian is over 100. So if you invest a couple thousand after a year, you will see a great return on your money. The stock market is doing, and as I said, one of the top investor magazine, Bloomberg, they're saying that Jamaica stock market is rated as one of the best in the world today. And for the last 5 years, the stocks have been going, the shares in these companies have been going up. So I am encouraging you. And someone is asking the question if they can invest some overseas. Sure. And now, and as I said before, now is a good time to invest. And by the way, if your money is in the commercial bank in Jamaica, you are making very little on it. So the best investment tool you have now is the Jamaican stock market. And the companies, they are doing excellent. So don't let your money sit in the commercial bank. You get very little on it, very, very little. And you pay so many fees in those commercial banks. But when you invest in the stock market in Jamaica, within a year time, within 12 months time, you will see a good return on your money. So don't invest anymore in the New York Stock Exchange. You'll get very little. Don't take your money out of the commercial banks. They are just charging you a lot of fees. Put your money in the stock market and the Jamaica Stock Exchange. All the companies are listed. And as I said, it is rated as one of the best in the world today. And for the last 5 years, the Jamaica Stock Exchange has been growing. It is on the upward trend. So I am asking you to be a part of that. Invest in Jamaica. You will not lose. It will be to your benefit. And all of these companies, their asset base are very strong. And these companies are reaping great profit. Last year, I believe NCB raking over $20 billion in profit. So invest in Jamaica stock market. And you won't lose. You will not lose when you do so. This is the Canaan Connection with Pastor Rowan Cameron on the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. Knowledge is power. And the good book says knowledge is too high for a fool. Remember, you never stop learning. You never stop learning. And as you go out each day, open up your shelves for knowledge. Because knowledge and wisdom and understanding come from our Maker. Because some trust in horses, some trust in chariot, but we will boast in the name of the Lord. And that is why the wise man says, let us hear the conclusion of the old matter. The old duty of man is to fear God and to keep his commandment. We got some text here. Good night, Jackie. You're listening. How is Florida? How are you coping with the storm? Send me a text, Jackie. You just got in off the road. Send me a text. This is the Canaan Connection with Pastor Ron Cameron, and we're signing out for another until next week, Wednesday, when we come with more knowledge, more wisdom, more understanding, as we continue to give insight, as we continue to trust in our Maker, because he never failed. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Over to you, studio.
Everybody gets ready. It's time to rock steady. Baba boom time. Don't lose the beat now. dancing, teenagers romancing, it's ba-ba-bump dancing. Freddy gets ready, come do the rock steady, it's festival five. You hear the children sing, oh, oh, ba ba boom, 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 festival, boom, boom, ba ba boom.
Number nine, and inspired group as